listener production.
G'day Sarah, Brad here. I've got a crush on my work colleague. She's in a completely different department and I'm not her boss or anything weird like that. I'm getting a sense she likes me, but we're both too shy to be the one to make the first move. Now, I'm a bit scared I'm reading the situation wrong and I'm going to ruin our friendship and make things like super awkward at work. How do I build the courage to ask her out?
This is an interesting question, Brad. Workplace crushes can be tricky because we have to consider what's appropriate and professional. But with some awareness, respect, authenticity, and courage, they can totally work out. So I want to acknowledge the complexity of workplace dynamics while also honouring the potential for genuine connection. So let's delve into a few strategies so you can help build the courage to ask her out without jeopardising your friendship or obviously the most important thing, which is your work environment. Firstly, I would say start by having an understanding of your true feelings and motivations. What is it about this connection that intrigues you? Be clear about your intentions and also ensure that your desire to ask her out comes from a place of genuine interest rather than any external pressure. Pay attention to nonverbal cues, and if you're getting a sense that she might reciprocate your feelings, it's likely she's also considering how to approach it appropriately. You can look for things like signs of prolonged eye contact, subtle touches, or shifts in body language, which also indicate a potential mutual attraction. You could also build a foundation through casual interactions. Engage in friendly conversations that allow both of you to get to know each other on a personal level. This creates a really comfortable atmosphere and provides great opportunities for more genuine connections to naturally emerge. Then test the waters with subtle hints or invitations so you can gauge her response to casual suggestions like grabbing a coffee during a break or attending a work-related event together. This allows you to really explore her level of interest without explicitly stating your feelings, which is a really good first start. When you feel that the time might be right, you can embrace open communication and then express your feelings authentically, but without any pressure. You know, you might say something like, "I've really enjoyed our time together, and I was wondering if you'd be interested in grabbing dinner or coffee outside of work sometime." Have a think as well about whether you have shared interests. Discovering some activities or hobbies you both enjoy can really provide a natural segue into spending time together outside of the workplace. And this also minimizes the pressure and allows your connection to evolve really organically. But always respect boundaries throughout this process. If she indicates that she prefers to keep things professional, make sure you honour her decision without allowing it to affect your working relationship. Mutual respect is vital in preserving both your friendship and the workplace environment. When I spoke with Danielle Laporte on A Life of Greatness about love, she said,
"I think the clearest way to talk about one's feelings is to start with love. And the misperceptions around love. We tend to think love is a feeling or an emotion. It isn't. Love doesn't come and go. Love isn't dispensable. It's not dependent on your mood, what you've eaten, or how somebody speaks to you. You just are love. You embody love. It's a higher consciousness. It's a heightened state of being. It's a higher frequency. It's not dependent on all the emotional stuff."
Lastly, embrace the unknown. Life is a journey of exploration, and sometimes taking risks leads to beautiful discoveries. Trust that regardless of the outcome, your courage to express your feelings authentically is an act of self-respect and integrity. As you navigate the delicate balance of a workplace connection, Brad, remember that self-awareness, attention to nonverbal cues, casual interactions, testing the waters, open communication, shared interests, respecting boundaries, and embracing the unknown are all part of this courageous journey. Navigate your personal and professional life with authenticity. In return, foster connections that align with your values and aspirations. If you have a question you'd love answered by me in one of our Sarah's Greatness episodes, like the one you've heard today, please send me a voice message to my Instagram DMs at Sarah Grimberg, or write me a question and send it also to my Instagram DMs at Sarah Grimberg. I look forward to hearing from you.
Listener.